Soros-tied Hillary alumni group helping to organize volunteers for Florida recount. By Aaron Klein on November 11, 2018. Demand Justice, an organization founded by former members of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and associated with a social welfare organization financed by billionaire activist George Soros, is helping to organize volunteers to aid Senator Bill Nelson's campaign with the Florida recount. Demand Justice sent out a blast email asking for volunteers to help out in a variety of roles in the recount process, including observing at polls, data processing, and logistics organization. The group advertised that it is seeking supporters who are either in Florida or who can travel there. The email linked to a sign-up form on Nelson's campaign website asking for volunteers in the following areas: observing the counts, scheduling volunteers and staff, data processing, general logistics, and outreach. Demand Justice, which formed earlier this year, took center stage when it helped lead opposition to President Trump's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh. The organization came under news media scrutiny for its refusal to disclose its donor list. The Associated Press reported. Demand Justice was formed just a few months ago and is structured in such a way that it doesn't have to file annual tax returns. That's because it's fiscally sponsored by a tax-exempt social welfare organization called the 1630 Fund. The 1630 Fund files federal tax returns but doesn't have to disclose the identities of its donors. A recent Daily Caller investigation found that Soros's Open Society Policy Center, OSPC, previously donated some $2.2 million to the 1630 Fund, the fiscal sponsor for Demand Justice. The 1630 Fund describes itself as providing a fiscal sponsorship vehicle for donors to direct capital toward social welfare projects that include advocacy, lobbying, and some political and electoral activities. Demand Justice was founded by Brian Fallon, who served as press secretary for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The group's digital team is headed by Gabrielle McCaffrey, who was a digital organizer for Clinton's campaign. Working at Demand Justice is Paige Hurwig, a former Judiciary Committee aide to Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA. Prior to her stint with Feinstein, Hurwig served as counselor to Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Demand Justice's formation was encouraged by former Obama White House counselor John Podesta, who served as chairman of Clinton's latest presidential campaign. "We have ignored this field of battle for too long," Podesta told the New York Times regarding Demand Justice. Even before Trump announced Kavanaugh as his nominee, Demand Justice committed to spending about $5 million to oppose the eventual nominee. The organization seeks to raise $10 million in its first year. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Fallon would not comment on the source of the group's financing, but the newspaper noted that he was a featured speaker at the Conference of the Democracy Alliance, a grouping of progressive donors. Democracy Alliance's founding donors include Soros and billionaire Tom Steyer. Indeed, Fallon's panel at Democracy Alliance was moderated by Sarah Knight of Soros's Open Society Foundations. Democracy Alliance directs donors to leftist groups, including the ACLU, the Women's March, Media Matters for America, and reportedly the radical Indivisible group known for storming Republican town halls. Democracy Alliance highlighted anti-Trump organizations to donors in a resistance map suggesting which activist groups would be opportune for funding. Already, Indivisible received funds from donors and coalitions associated with Democracy Alliance financiers, the New York Times reported. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.